Off of a 1.5-lane blacktop, about 4 miles east of Atlanta, is Prairie Earth Farms. It's hardly noticeable from the road until you see the greenhouses in the backyard. Hans Bishop and his father David decided they'd pursue what's known as a niche in agriculture, in part to break away from chemically dependent practices.
My dad bought it in the early 80s and just kind of wanted to find a way to make a smaller acreage farm work.
Hans starts up a 60-year-old tractor. It's hitched to a flat trailer. He and the other farmhands are tossing garlic pulled from a weedy section of the 300 acres they tend onto the trailer. They also grow wheat, alfalfa, and soybeans, along with other crops, many of which are destined for community-supported agriculture. CSA members buy shares of crops for delivery at harvest. A one-year CSA costs $450. The Bishops originally used traditional farming methods, but Hans says they became disenchanted with the toll the practices were taking on the land.
And that's why we diversified and became organic.
Hans Bishop proudly waves toward weeds amidst the garlic, seeing the unwanted plants prove the operation's organic. The Bishops also market their organic produce at farmers' markets. Another way of cultivating money from smaller farms is also showing up. According to the president of the American Farmland Trust, John Scholl grew up on a farm in McLean County. He says small acre operations like Prairie Earth Farms are becoming more common.
So I have seen, you know, a lot of operations that have converted into, you know, direct consumption markets, providing food and our fruits and vegetables to institutions, hospitals, schools, that sort of thing. As well as getting into things like agritourism.
Agritourism opens up farms to city folks who are willing to pay money to spend a day or sometimes a weekend living and occasionally working on a small farm. For people who otherwise wouldn't have a real connection with the earth, Scholl says it provides an opportunity to get back to the land. Heather Wilkins is with the Land of Lincoln Regional Tourism Development Office. She says most ecotourists like to travel an hour or so from home to experience rural life. For some, Wilkins says, such visits are traditions.
Taking pictures every year as their child gets older, picking the grand pumpkin that's going to be on their porch. It could be outings going to the wineries every year, especially the Southern Illinois, the Shawnee Wine Trail, that have beautiful accommodations ranging from cabins to bed and breakfast.
A key to sustainable agriculture is financial as well as ecological. John Scholl of Farmland Trust says all farmers have to balance the bottom line with environmental concerns, especially growing monoculture crops of corn and soybeans. But Scholl says organic and agritourist operations also have a place. As cities expand, he says smaller niche farms spring up in newly developed areas.
If you look at where land conversion is taking place, in other words, land being taken out of agricultural production and put into, you know, housing development or roads or whatever, that quite often is on an urban edge where you have quite often smaller parcels.
Hans Bishop of Prairie Earth Farms hedges his bets on organic farming through community-supported agriculture or CSA members. Prairie Earth has a sizable group of 64 CSAs who make things a bit more predictable, according to Bishop.
Kind of helps us make it through the wintertime, you know, when we're not able to grow as much stuff. And, you know, just helps us, you know, pay the bills that are coming for the next season.
Sustainability and diversification could be the keys to smaller farms in the future. And a sampling of visitors to the Bloomington's Farmers Market shows an increased awareness of and demand for organic and other locally grown crops.
Locally grown food that tastes a lot better than most of the stuff that you get in the supermarket that's been trucked from sometimes thousands of miles away.
Fruits are juicier. You can tell that it's been picked recently.
Well, I don't eat tomatoes that come out of the grocery store, only if they're from my own plants or from here. And so I'm here to get good tomatoes.
Andy Zeal of Prairie Earth Farms is at the farmer's market, too. He's surrounded by a wide variety of just the kind of tomatoes she's looking for.
Prudence Purple, like a pink heirloom, have a good kind of tart, sweet flavor. Then there's Striped German, which are yellow with like some blotchy red spots. So some people's favorites. Those are called Valencia, I think probably because they look a little like oranges.
Zeal says people are very interested in where food comes from, how it was produced, but he says the most important thing his taste.
People can shop for, you know, other reasons, but if it doesn't taste better than what you get at Walmart or something, then it's not going to last.
Just a half block away is an information booth for Green Top Grocery, which is hoping to open up in the Twin Cities to sell locally grown products. So the future of sustainable agriculture may well look like its past. Small, family-owned farms selling the food they grow to people who live in the area. I'm Jim Brown.